Welcome back to another episode of The Potty Report. So I know that you want to know about stats, right? We talk about, you know, stats aren't everything. They don't define your entire content journey, but you want to know. I know you do because you ask me. People ask me, they reach out and it gets awkward. People, it's almost like asking somebody how much money they make, right? Because they're like, well, unlike YouTube, where everything is available, you can see how many subscribers somebody has. You can see how many views that their videos are getting. Podcasting isn't like that, and it makes things real awkward real fast. So I'm just going to share with you some of the stats for the podcast just to kind of give you an idea of how this show is performing as of me recording this in September 2023. So in the last 90 days, this podcast has gotten 1,904 downloads. So just shy of 2,000 downloads in a monthly basis. And as of me looking at the stats in the last 7 days, it's gotten 892. So that's what the last 7 days of the podcast have been. And then over time, so all time since March of 2020, it has gotten 53,871 downloads. So, you know, a little under 55,000 downloads for the podcast since it launched in 2020. Now, I can tell you that on a regular basis, like how many downloads that this show gets on a regular week to week, I can actually go since I'm poking around. I'm in here, you know, in Buzzsprout poking around. There's probably between, I would say 20 to 30 people that listen to this podcast regularly. Like whenever I would go in and look at like from this week to next week, you know, like how many people have listened, how many people have downloaded this. I usually don't look at it all the time, but I do see it on, you know, the week that I'm uploading new content. I would look at the numbers for the previous week, and it's usually between 20 and 30. Now, there was a time where I remember it was like 4. There was like 12. So there weren't a lot of people listening when I first started. And in comparison to my other types of content, this is still probably the smallest niche audience that I have. And I wanted to just share some of the stats so you can see this isn't something that I promote. I don't typically promote this podcast ever unless I talk about it in other places. I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, I have the Potty Report. This is my daily show. Sometimes I'll link to it in my email newsletter or in, you know, different episodes of the Profit Podcast. But this is something that I'm not actively talking about on social. I'm not putting clips of this show out there. And that's just because bandwidth. And I was never able to do that because of capacity. And I just wanted to create the thing and not really spend a ton of time marketing it because that's not what the purpose of it was. It wasn't a big SEO optimization play of like, oh, I need to dedicate this. No, it was simply for the fact that I wanted to get better at public speaking. I wanted to have more podcast episodes under my belt, and I wanted to have an intimate experience with those people that wanted it. That's really what it was. I think back to Pat Flynn. Like, I remember he launched his show, Ask Pat, and I thought, oh, how cool is this? You know, like he's answering people's specific questions, and it's just another way for him to engage with people. But I wanted it to be something that you could listen to whenever, and I didn't want to add, oh, I have to interview people, or I have to get questions, and what if people don't submit questions? This has been 900 plus episodes of me solo content, solo creation, and it has made me such a better speaker in that capacity, and I'm so grateful for it. So the stats, when it comes down to it, did this podcast give me millions and millions of downloads? No, it didn't. But that's not what the purpose of it was. So when you look at your own stats, your own numbers, I want you to reflect on what are you doing this thing for? And is it serving a bigger purpose, a higher purpose than just numbers and downloads? But that's all I have for you today. So as always, remember, keep it fresh, keep it fun, and just keep going.